I know that this year GQ produced their list of the 10 best and worst dressed men in Britain. Was I on the best dressed list? Of course I thought, no, all right. No, I wasn't. I was the second worst dressed man in Britain, according to GQ magazine. Picture of me in a flat cap. I was going to the fucking gym, okay? They described my style, genuinely, word for word, as an update on Bilbo Baggins. He's not even a historical figure. How could it be an update? I was looking, like, it was judged by proper people. One of the judges was Giorgio Armani. I didn't even know that was a real person. Those made up like Georgia Asda. Number one, any guesses? Paul Hollywood. Paul Hollywood. I met him a few months ago, very nice man, and he came up to me and he said, oh, really, really unfair, isn't it? Us two being voted the two worst dressed men in Britain. And I thought, well, me, yeah. Have a look at yourself, mate. You're a state. Got bootcut jeans and your cuffs overturned. Also, while you're here, how much water do I need to put on a naan bread? Have any of you here ever got a sleeper train? I was worried about missing it because it's the last train out of Edinburgh. I got there an hour and a half early. I don't know if you ever tried killing an hour and a half at Edinburgh Waverley Station at around midnight. There is very little to do. I think I am the person in the world who has come the closest to a station to paying 20p to weigh myself on those scales. Who is using them? I mean, occasionally I'll pay 20p to go to the toilet if I'm desperate. I've never been that desperate to know my own weight. I mean, maybe if I'd paid for the toilet and I wanted to check I've got my money's worth. And they've always got the absolutely massive dial, haven't they? I mean, you've got to be confident that is going to be good news. Otherwise, there's going to be someone on the opposite platform going, fucking hell, the fat controller's back in town. It's like the countdown clock. I don't want to find out like that. Fat, I don't want to know. The only other piece of equipment we ever used in science was once a week, we'd be dispatched to the car park with a wheel on a stick. A trundle wheel. We just walk around for hours just clicking. I don't know what I'm learning here. Is this going to come up in the exam? Question one, explain photosynthesis. Question two, how big's the car park? To the nearest 10 clicks. That's why the best day in science, the best day in all of school, was when they go, and today we're going to watch the television. Fucking brilliant, like at home. No, not like at home, because this TV show will be shit. Then they build up the excitement, the teacher, by leaving the room and then slowly wheeling the TV back in like it was the fucking queen. All hail the television. And then they'd fail to make it work for 20 minutes and wheel it back out and bring out the trundle wheels. I can deal with the issues. I can deal with the big issues. It's fine. Let's go. I would give a life prison sentence. Oh, you're worried now, aren't you? No, I would give a life prison sentence to anyone who works in Pret-a-Manger. And when I order an individual yogurt, they fail to remind me to get a fucking spoon. Because they know in half an hour I'll be sat in a train, head in my hands, thinking, why do bad things happen to good people? I like the touchdown debit card. I like the chip debit card. I do. I've got the new chip passport. Not such a fan of that. They say, it's good, you get the new chip passport, you get your own special queue. Then you get to the airport and turns out every fucker's got the new chip passport. You're all queuing up. Well, one old bloke goes, this is fucking brilliant. I've got my own special queue. I don't mind doing the passport photos. Some people don't like doing the passport photos. Some people enjoy it too much, don't they? You know the people, you know these couples, you go around to the house, you see they've got the passport photos taken together. A great time. I've never done that, because I don't know about you, I've never been on a date to a post office. I used to prefer it when it was four separate photos. You had to nail it every time. It's better, wasn't it? Though my dad, who is very tight, once took advantage of that when he needed a new passport for me, my older brother, and him. You've never seen a man adjusting the height of a seat so fast in your life. Spinning it around like he was Fat Boy Slim going for a world record. Get in, get in, get out. I'm not Andy McNabb. We're not doing a job. I was hoping someone found the photos, went, fucking hell, he's aged quickly, hasn't he? How long did this passport machine take? My girlfriend bought us a phone for our landline. She went out and she bought one of those retro tourney phones. Have you tried making a call on one of these? You phone someone with a 9 in their number, it's quicker walking to their fucking house. I mean, if we get burgled, you go, 999, are you kidding me? You're allowed to report a burglary. When did it happen? 6 months ago, when I started making this call. What have they taken? Everything except my shit phone. I lived in flat shares. I now live with my girlfriend. I don't like flat sharing. My final flat share, I lived with a man who couldn't handle being an adult, no good at it. To give you an idea, the moment I realised I had to move out, the moment it reached its peak was when I got a phone call from him one morning. I was out. He said, Josh, we've had a bit of an incident. I've managed to flood the landing. And initially I thought, well, that's an interesting use of the word managed. That implies he's been trying to do it for fucking ages. Well, there's no taps. This is a lot more of a challenge than I thought. I'm going to have to run a hose pipe down from the bathroom. This is what he said. He said, Josh, I've had a bit of an incident. I've managed to flood the landing. I said, how did you do it? These are his words. He said, what happened was I fell asleep in the shower, covering the plug hole with my arse. That isn't a thing. You can't just say that like that's a thing. I mean, that has never happened before. First, phone a plumber. Second, phone the Guinness Book of Records. So, well, didn't you wake up when you fell asleep and fell over? He said, oh, no, I was a bit tired halfway through, so I just had a bit of a lie down. Sorry, how tiring is your showering technique? Yeah, well, I mean, am I showering wrong? I've never got to the end of my face and gone, fucking hell, I'm knackered. I need 40 winks before I move on to my balls. I mean, he's not got a big face. I'm not living with David Coulthard. I mean, how did he do it? I mean, we've got that Radox relaxing shower gel, unless he's drinking it. When you go on holiday, people ask you to get them stuff. Have you had this? You go on holiday, they go, oh, are you going on holiday? Yeah, yeah. Could you get me a large bottle of vodka? No. No, I couldn't, because I'm going on holiday, not doing a big shop. No. They always do it. Oh, yeah, can you do me a little favour? Yeah, could you get me 4,000 Lambert and Butler? No! I'm not a mule! They might as well just go, are you all right to put this cocaine in a condom and shove it up your ass? Give me this list of stuff. I've got it. I always say yes, and it's the final day. I'm always just running around a city looking for these items. It's like I'm on the episode of The Apprentice. Just running around in Milan going, I don't know what a pashmina is. You know, these people getting around with them, I'll have a pint of lager. They go, oh, lager, really? A commercial lager. I mean, wouldn't you prefer a pint of this? They brew it locally and they only make 8 pints a month. Yeah, we know why that is, don't you? Because no one wants to fucking drink it, mate. They're always going on about how much better it tastes. No one is drinking alcohol for the taste. Otherwise, you wouldn't keep drinking it. But I like the taste of milk. I tend to stop after one glass. You never find me at 2 a.m, 8 pints of milk down. Go, fucking hell, there's got to be another dairy open somewhere, hasn't there? All back to mine, I've got some UHT in the fridge. We'll party through till dawn. They act like it makes them so much cooler than you. You're not cooler than me because you drink real ale. James Bond wouldn't be as cool if when he was in the casino, the woman came over. Get you another drink, 007? Yeah, just a pint of Otter's cock, please, yeah. Do you want it shaken or stirred? No, flat and at room temperature. That's how I like it.